On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in the Gospel, we hear the story of the lepers who come to Jesus and ask to be healed. It tells us in the Gospel that they kept their distance, and then they raise their voices and ask to be healed. Jesus does not approach them, but gives them instructions to go on their way and to show themselves to the priest. But something happens on the way. As I read this story, I couldn't help but think of the many people that we think of as lepers in our society. They are the people that we should stay away from. They are the ones who are bad to be around. They are the ones who might even be a bad influence for us. This story made me think of the many people of color who have served the church in the United States. Now, I'm thinking of those who have worked in the United States, but it could be those marginalized who have worked anywhere in the world. I think of those who have shared their stories with me about how they were never accepted because they were different and they were the minority. I think of women of color who, after having become religious, they had to endure the hardship of having to live in a society that did not accept them because they were seen as inferior. Isn't this the story of the lepers? They were seen as inferior. They were seen as unclean. These are the people that they are to stay away from. Why? Because they could contaminate others. And so they were ostracized. But as we listen to the story, we hear how they did not accept the norms of the day, but they were bold enough to ask Jesus to be made whole again so that they could once again be accepted. Jesus heard their cry and gave them what they asked, but only one was bold enough to return and give thanks to Jesus for what had been done, and this one was giving something even greater. Those bold women and men of color who cried out in a time when voices were drowned out by hatred and racism were heard. They were heard by Jesus, who accepted them for the people that they were. Today there are many of us who stand on the shoulders of these people who cried out and made their voices heard. Their living was not in vain, and it continues to be a witness for many. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Martin of Tours, who was one who went against the grain and showed compassion when it was not expected of him. And just a few days ago, we celebrated our brother Martin de Porres. His was a witness as well, and he still stands out in our Dominican family as one who changed the course of events for many by his humble witness. He may have been seen as a leper by some who wanted to keep him hidden away by his witness, but this witness screams out to many. Maybe what we need to do is take the time necessary to see the so-called lepers in our midst and see what they have to say to us. In their crying out, may we be like Jesus and give them our time and show them that they are productive and valuable in our society. Maybe then we will be able to help others then see the beauty that is within and help them to value themselves even more. Then we can return to Jesus and give thanks for the many things that we take for granted in our own lives.